I had to promise her parents a few things. One of them was they wanted to make sure I wasn't going to, make sure that she went to school. And Millie tried to get out of it a couple of times, but I kept it going the right way on that. I said, "Man, what am I going to say to your dad if you don't go to school?" And another thing was that Millie really wanted. I really wasn't into it, but I promised her. She wanted to have some children, and I said, "Well, okay." And I'll tell you, I was so busy with so many other things. I've always managed to stay busy. And the night that Millie graduated college, nursing college in Modesto, California, she was pregnant with Casey. And I had a transformation. When Dr. Zadik put that little baby in my arms, it changed my life. I became a dad, and I mean from the inside out. We raised two girls, and we raised three other kids for a while at least, and until they were of age, and I've enjoyed it. I enjoy being a dad, and if you're a dad, this is your day, and I want to say that the one missing ingredient all over the world is dads. If ever we needed dads, the world needs them now. If you would, fellas, put up John chapter 1 and the verses that I have there. I'm going to start reading here. And guys, when I see that's up there, I'm going to start reading from there. Okay. Thank you, Father, for your word. Thank you that we can know you as Father, as Dad, that you've adopted us, and that Jesus is our elder brother and our Savior and our High Priest. And everyone said amen. Amen. In the beginning was the Word already existed. This Word is Jesus. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 10, please. He came into the very world he created, but the world didn't recognize him. He came to his own people, and even they rejected him. But to all who believed him and accepted him, he gave the right to become children of God. They are reborn, not with a physical birth resulting from human passion or plan, but a birth that comes from God. Amen. Now, I'm going to put right with that verse 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 18. And this is God the Creator, and he's saying, "And I will be your father, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty." 2 Corinthians 6:18. And that's my thought today, that the Creator of all the world, the highest thing that you can say, the highest name that you can give him, is Father. The disciples come to Jesus and say, "Jesus, teach us to pray as John the Baptist taught his disciples to pray." And he said, "All right. When you pray, say, 'Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever." And everyone said amen. 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 That's the Lord's Prayer that Jesus, the Son, taught us. And they said to Jesus, show us the Father. And Jesus said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And in another place, he said, I and the Father are one. So it's important to understand that fatherhood came from God. He is the Father of everyone who accepts him and his son that wants that. We were in Sunday school and we were talking about that. And the thing is about it is this. Show us the Father. Now, if we're going to show you the Father, we have to look in the Word. He is the essence of fatherhood. And he teaches all that and inundates all that accept his son to be a father. He teaches them to be a father. I will live in them. If you will come out from the non-believers, I will be your father. You know, some of you had good dads. That is so important. I did not really have a dad. The last time I saw him, I was 12 years old. And then I saw him again as a grown man, and it just didn't work out. So God is the perfect father with no flaws. He's the perfect example of kindness and patience and strength and leadership that a father has to be, that the best fathers are. For those of you that didn't have a dad, I didn't have a dad, as I said, but you know, at 19 years old, I got saved. And I had bad problems. I was a worldly young person, and I had demonic problems, suicidal problems. And when I got saved in a very real way. And I locked myself in my bedroom for months, and I began to read the Bible. Peter said this, as newborn babes earnestly desire the first milk of the Word of God so that you can grow. And nobody had to tell me. I just had a hunger for the Word of God. There was just something in me. And I read that Bible, and I'd get up for a while, walk around. I didn't go anywhere for months. And then I'd read the Bible some more. And I read that Bible so much that the Bible began to read me. And it began to show me where I was. And I have to say, I've never been treated kinder. I've been under people at times. Nobody's ever treated me better than God the Father. Some have good memories, some bad. If you have good memories, that's your way ahead. That's a wonderful, wonderful thing. To be absent of that is a very, very sad, sad thing. Now, I can tell you this, God can help you to be a father even if you've never had a father. He can teach you how to be a father. We have a nation of unblessed if you didn't have a good dad or no dad. You know, if you had no dad, you understand that. Fathers are the central figure of identity formation in a child. The absolute. Now, what happens when you're raised by just a mom like I was? Well, the mom has to just wing it and do the best that she can. Just do the best that she can. And I want to say that as I have researched many times, this is not an American problem. This is a problem all over the world. I remember when I went to Mexico and preached in Mexico and Guatemala, story after story of dads that just left. And I want you to know, Jesus said this, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you, and neither shall my Father. Isn't that something to amen? Amen. father role for men is to transfer the character of God to his children. Show me the Father. Our kids are asking us, show me the Father. I can tell you, I've made so many mistakes. I felt like a failure at times. But I can honestly say, from that moment that Dr. Zadik put Casey in my arms until this very day, it's my highest work on earth and thing that I enjoy more than coon hunting and fishing on the Arkansas River. I'd rather be a dad. And I enjoy being a dad. Thank God I don't have to choose. I can have it all. 90% of runaways and homeless kids did not have a dad. 63% of suicides in children did not have a dad. 85% of behavior disorders in young people, they did not have a dad. Most of the pregnant teens that happen out of wedlock, no dad. 85% of youth in prison, no dad. 4 times more young people that have no dads live in poverty. 10 times more likely to use drugs are the kids with no dads. 14 times more likely to run away than regular kids. No dads. I ran away when I was a kid. No, I had no dad. If you're a dad, your kids need you. God wants to help you to be a dad. The word says, train up a child in the way, the right way that they should go. Being a dad is not what you do. Being a dad is who you are. There is a tremendous difference. There's only one perfect father, and he's none of us in this building. But I think in his perfection, it's taken me a long time to see how patient he's been with me and how patient I need to be with my kids. And just because they're out of the house and got 4 or 5 kids of their own doesn't mean that they don't need a dad. They still need a dad. One of the best pieces of advice that I got from one of my kids is, Dad, I don't need you to fix this. I just need you to listen to me, to what I have to say. It was hard for me to learn that. Dads sometimes feel like they're the one that's got to fix everything. But you know, sometimes there's things that only God can fix, but you can be the dad that child needs and listen to them. Let them know that they're special. Let them know that what they have to say is important. And being a dad, I'm going to say it one more time, it's not what you do, it's who you are. I'm so proud to be able to speak with you today. If you're a dad, your children need you. Even no matter how old they are. I think the most important thing that you can do is, however you can do this, Dad, is to let your kids know that you love them, no matter what they do. That was very hard for me to learn to lead with that. Let them know that I love them no matter what. No matter what happened. no matter what they're going through, that I love them. I've got four girls in here. I want you to know, no matter what, I love you. I hope I'm beginning to show you that. I hope you can see that. God created fatherhood on earth as an introduction to who he is. And God help you to be, help you to become a few things that a father is. A father is a provider. I got that part right. A father is a protector. A father is a loving leader. A father is a teacher and a helper of his children, an encourager. And you know, as you, I can remember saying this, look, I'm not your friend, I'm your dad, and you're going to listen to me. But you know, that wasn't completely right, because if you do it right and you're with them and they trust you and they love you, you can be their friend. And it's neat to have kids that you know it's time for us to be friends. It's a wonderful thing. Ask God to help you. Now, I'm not going to preach as long as you might want me to. I hope nobody's upset if you're going to get out of here early. Is that going to bother anybody? Somebody help me right now. I've learned to spit it out. I've learned to blab it and grab it. I get so many more offers to go out to lunch when I'm quicker. I could be open to that today. I'm not saying anything, but I mean, God adopts us into his family. He doesn't just forgive us. That's the starting place. That old rugged cross is the starting place. But after that, he's going to be your father. He's going to adopt you into his family. Scripture says that God sets the lonely in families. I had a desire to raise three more kids than were mine. I that's just what I wanted to do. And I love them all equal. And now even a fourth, another son and another little girl. Jesus wants us to have the same relationship the Heavenly Father with the Heavenly Father that he has. The best thing that God can give you, and maybe this Father's Day, all you dads should be thinking, you're much more than just a Christian. You're a child of God. Jesus being our brother, our older brother, our Savior, and our high priest. Jesus is that connecting bridge over troubled water. Jesus connects mankind with his Father. When you get Jesus, when you get that old rugged cross, that's just the beginning of what you get. If you would, fellas, give me 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1. See how very much the Father loves us, for he calls us his children, and that is what we are. But the people who belong to this world don't recognize that we are God's children because they don't know God. Jesus said, many will say to me in that day, Lord, I did this, I did that, I gave a few bucks. And see, that's not the condition. That's not what it's going to take. Jesus will say to those that are cast into the lake of fire, depart from me, I never knew you. So we want to be what God says we need to be. Sam and I, the other day, were driving down the road, and he began to tell me about James, his dad. I think James was a great father. He wasn't perfect, but he was a great dad. Sam told me about one particular event that happened. He was working with his dad at a certain place together with him. And James McElhaney was a very small man. He wasn't very big, but he was a great dad. And this guy began to, Sam was only about 18 years old, I think, began to chew out Sam. He said he was doing something wrong at work, and he began to be acting like he just wanted to hurt Sam. And James McElhaney, who was just a little fella, and when Sam told me this, he broke down. I wish James would have been my dad, too. He said, you know, I don't know who you think you're talking to, but that's my son. You can't talk to him that way. If you do, you and me are going to tie up. And when Sam told that story, James has many relatives in here this morning. You know how James was. He was the sweetest person. And when Sam began to tell that, he just broke down. He said, you know, Brother Angelo, he said, I realize I had a great dad. Take their side. I hate to disappoint everybody, but I'm about to close. So sad, too bad. Try to be glad. Stand up, dads. Dads, would you stand up with me for just a moment? Every person that's a dad, stand up for just a moment. And I'm going to end this service. Now, my daughter, she might come up here and preach till 12. I don't know what she's going to do. She's the pastor now. She can do whatever the heck she wants to. But I'm going to read out of Deuteronomy. Do you have those verses out of Deuteronomy, fellas? Okay. I'm sorry. You got it? I can't hear what you're saying. Oh, it's not on the same slide? But they'll come up. Okay. This is what I'm going to speak over every dad that's standing up here. I'm going to speak a blessing over you. It doesn't matter what you think about yourself. If you think that you weren't good enough or you weren't this or weren't that, you were good enough. I want you to know that God's not through. Every man that's standing here this morning, God's not through making you a dad. There's things he can still teach you. Even old guys like me and Jack. If Larry was here, I'd put him right in between us. I want to say your towns and your fields will be blessed, men that are standing. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds and flocks are going to be blessed. Your fruit baskets and bread boards will be blessed. Wherever you guys go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in seven different directions. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything that you do, fellas. I say this, and I've said it for all the years I've been the pastor of this church, everything I touch prospers. It's because I know him as Father. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land he's giving you. If you obey the commands, the Lord your God, and walk in his ways, the Lord will establish you as being part of his holy family. You going to give me the rest of them, boys? I bet you already got them up there. Got to go to 14. All the nations of the world will see that you are a people claimed by God. You know, if you choose God, God's going to choose you. If you'll be in there for God, God's going to be in there for you. That's just the way. It's going to be like James McElhenney. You say, wait a minute, you can't do that to him. That's one of my sons. You can't do that. And they will stand in awe of you. The Lord will give you prosperity in the land he swore to your ancestors to give you a blessing. You with many children, numerous livestock, abundant crops. The Lord will send rain at the proper time. I wondered about last night. How many had your power go off last night? 6 hours for us. The Lord will send rain at the proper time from his rich treasury in the heavens and will bless all the work that you do. You will lend to many nations, but you will never need to borrow. I'm so proud of my wife. I taught her probably more than anybody else the things that I've learned from the Lord. And one of them was how to live debt-free. By the way, this church is debt-free. It's been that way from the beginning. And my wife just bought her a new 2023 car and paid cash for it. I told Sam, now Sam, I had Sam drive it, hon. Now, he only messed up one. No, he didn't mess up at all. But I can tell you this here. I said, there's one thing about this car from the front to the back, it's paid for. You will lend to many nations. You will never need to borrow from them. Now, I've borrowed a little here or there and paid it off. I'm not trying to put anybody under condemnation. If you listen to these commands of the Lord your God that I'm giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom. You must not turn away from any of these commands I'm giving you today. And I'm going to tell you, I wouldn't tell us that we had to be good listeners. I don't know anybody that listens to me better than my Heavenly Father. Tell them. I'm a little. And could we give them a standing ovation, all of these dads? Amen. Amen and amen and amen. Pastor Kelly, please don't yell at me for not going till noon.